I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page, Where Are They Now segment with one of my favorite people to interview, former Knoxville girls basketball standout Katie Kaichus, who has been at Omaha playing women's basketball on the Mavericks. Katie, always great to catch up with you after a loss, sadly, but always great to see you play.
Yes, you know what? That comment you made, being one of the favorite people, that brightened my day. So we're all good now.
Well, I know this year has been kind of up and down for the Mavericks. You had that winning streak in November, December, playing some weaker teams. And now you get into the conference. How frustrating is it to be up and down like that and, thinking, okay, we might have this, but then all of a sudden you don't?
Yeah, obviously it's always frustrating. We knew that in those seven games that we had won in a row, we knew, though, that some of the mistakes and errors we were making, just those teams weren't making us pay right now. And we knew coming into conference that these teams are better and, they will make us pay and our errors will show more, everything like that. So we knew that. We knew we had to get better. So it is definitely frustrating still coming up with losses. But you know what? Last year, best year, just trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, this is your last year. I guess let's just kind of look back on your career here at Omaha. You came in during a pandemic and, no fans that first year. And what was that like, coming in here as a freshman and just to, play at this level against players who were basically like you, the star on their high school team?
Yeah, it was just a crazy experience, and I've been so grateful for these last 5 years. High school, it's hard to even remember high school, now that I feel so old. But when you do think about it, that was such a fun time, and then jumping up to the Division I level has been so cool. And we get the best experiences and just such great memories, and I'm going to be thankful forever for playing basketball when I was little and where it has taken me throughout life.
What would you think would be, I'm really asking you a loaded question here, what would be a highlight maybe that you can look back on thinking, wow, that was a pretty cool moment?
Oh, Derek, that is too big of a question on the spot, okay? I would just say all of our trips are super fun. This year we had gone to San Diego for a week, so that was super fun. Those are just fun times to be with each other. But otherwise, the Summit League tournament, I would say just every year is a wow moment because our tournament atmosphere is so amazing and it's so fun. There's a million fans and we've typically done well in the tournament. So it's just really fun basketball at the tournament.
I think, your sophomore or junior year, you got to all the way to the championship game, didn't you?
Freshman year, we were in the championship, and I think it was junior year as well in the championship. So yeah, it's always a fun time at the tournament.
You got to play in a lot of high major arenas, Fall Gala, Oklahoma this year, Wisconsin this year, I think, and other arenas. What was that like, just walking into those places and thinking, some of the best players in that conference and in that history have played there?
Those arenas are the most fun. We know the team we're going up against is obviously very good and the game's going to be very challenging, but those are the games, at least for me, where I take that moment and I'm like, wow, look what I'm doing. It's just so, so cool to be in that atmosphere. And it's wow, I really play Division I basketball. And I have worked so hard throughout my whole life, since you're walking and you're little, worked so hard to get here. And so those games are really the wow moments that you just are so thankful for and pat yourself on the back a little bit.
Looking ahead now, as you see your career coming to an end, what's next for Katie Kaichus? Obviously, real world stuff?
Yes, I am going to officially be an adult, so that's crazy. So I will actually graduate next December, so fall of 2025, because I have to student teach still after basketball's done. So I'll student teach in the fall, which I'm going to do PE. So, and hopefully when I graduate, I'll get an elementary PE job somewhere.
And, of course, you got to do the student teaching thing. Is that obviously you don't know where, but wherever it is, lot to learn on that.
Yes, there is. I've already met one of my teachers when I'm student teaching at the elementary level, and she's so fun. So I'm really excited to get into the classroom next fall.
If there is a girl, and I'm thinking maybe middle school down to grade school, if they're thinking, okay, I know Katie Kaichus, I watched her play in high school, see her play in college. What's some advice that you could give, say, the 10-year-old that comes up to you and says, wow, Katie, I want to be like you one of these days?
Oh, that's also a huge question throw at me, Derek. Oh, my gosh. I would just say work hard, and don't give up on yourselves. Don't listen to the negative haters, because trust me, I've had a million haters in my life from elementary, middle school, high school, and college. So don't listen to them. Keep working and keep reaching for your dreams. And if my campers remember, the most important thing at basketball is defense, and we practiced our charges. So charges are very important for me as an actual basketball aspect.
Speaking of defense, you had that camp last summer in Knoxville. Is that coming back, or, you know, what's the plan?
Yes, I hope so. I had so much fun with my campers there last summer. So I'm really hoping to have it again and have more people come out, and I hope they had fun. So we'll definitely try to do it again.
And obviously we don't want to leave your family out. They have traveled all over the place to see you play here in college, and, you know, your mom and family were here. I think your dad was off watching brother Luke today when we're doing this interview, but they've stuck with you all through this.
Oh my gosh, my family, they mean the world to me. Like, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't for them. And that's mom, that's dad, that's Luke, that's Abby. It's all of them. That's even grandparents and uncles and cousins and friends, everyone. I would not be here without them. And, you know, that's probably what I'm gonna be most sad about as I come to a close, just all of our time together and our journeys and memories together, because I love them so much. They're amazing.
Well, it's not all every year that I get to see a Division I player from Knoxville. Katie, it's been a fun ride last, I think, 8 years. I remember the little precocious freshman, teary-eyed freshman, my first interview, and we're a little disappointed after a loss. But, Katie, I've had so much fun covering you and following you. And I wish you well. Stay in touch, would you please?
Yes, I will. Derek, you have treated me so well, everyone from Knoxville community supporting me and everyone. So thank you so much. I can't believe this might be our last interview. Wow, it's crazy, but thank you.
That's Katie Keiches, former Knoxville girls basketball great, now playing at the University of Omaha on KNIA KRLS. Today's Lely Radio Sports page.